last week there was a million man march or protest or a Tzeres Tefillah or whatever it was billed as in Yerushalayim, Eir HaKodesh, and which leaving out the politics of it all and what exactly it was and what it wasn't, when a lot of Jews get together, there's always a shaila: what bracha do you say on that, or should one recite a bracha of Chacham HaRazim on that? It came up a couple of years ago when we had the march in Washington, and people were under the impression that there might be 600,000 Jews at that location. People were under the impression last week that there would be a million Jews in Yerushalayim at this event. Sometimes it comes up with funerals of Gedolei Torah, of Chaim Kanievsky's funeral, and things like that. So is there a bracha? Should one recite the bracha of Chacham HaRazim? So this is based on the sugya in Brachos and Daf Ches, where the Gemara says that if you see uchlusi of Jewish people, you say this bracha. And the Gemara then defines ein uchlusi b'chusu mishishim ribo, that it always means that it's at least 600,000 people. And that's paskind in the Rambam, in Ilchus Brachos Parikiv Alach Yiralf, and it's paskind in Shulchan Aruch, in Or HaChaim Sim Reish Chav Dalid, si'if hey. Why is it? Why do we say a bracha on this, on specifically the number 600,000 Jews? So the Gemara explains, Shein that every Jew is so different from one another. So when you see such variety, all the different kinds of people that represent the full spectrum of Klal Yisrael, so that demands a bracha. And the Gemara says a Maisa Shahaya, that Ben Zoma ro chusal gav male b'harabayis. Ben Zoma saw such a crowd from an elevated area on Harabayis. Amar baruch chacham arazim baruch she baruch kolelu l'sham sheni. And he said baruch chacham arazim, and that Hashem Baruch Hu created all these people to be Mishamish me. And the Gemara explains what he meant by that last part of the sentence is that used to be Adam Arishon was created, and he had to, if he wanted to eat, he had to be Chorish and Zareya and Kotzer and Ma'amer and Dash and Zara and Bara and Tochin and Hirkid Lash, and then Va'afa, and then finally he was able to eat something. And then when he wanted to make clothing, he had to go through the whole all the other Malachos that involved in making clothing. But I could just go to the store and I'll buy myself a nice suit, I'll buy myself a sandwich for lunch, and then I'm okay. So you see that all of this, the fact that we have so many people engaged in so many different activities, it serves to help us all. Now, part of the wonder of seeing so many people is that despite our different tendencies, our different strengths and weaknesses, our different viewpoints, our different ways of thinking about things, of approaching problems and issues, that we're all a single nation that is charged with bringing about Kiddushim Shemayim. The Rav Kook writes that the Kavana is supposed to be, in Ein Ayeh he writes, Ro'i la'adam la Hargil atzmo b'savlanus le'inyan tchunos v'deos hafechios mitchunosav v'deosav hu, that a person has to grow accustomed to the idea that there are different people with different kochos and different personalities and a different way of doing things. She'ichashiv harei av shele enei apratios nirim shein toelas b'tchunoseim v'deosahem. And I think on an individual level, I don't see the value in their personality, in their way of being, in their way of doing things. Ve'em hafechim mitchunay yishar. It's not the yashrustic way. It's not the way that I think is proper. Aval lefnei chacham arazim baruch hu. But in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, galoi shakol al tachlis misachedus v'tikun klali. We see that all of this is needed. That it all needs to be part of klali. So I'm reminded of a line that I've heard some of my rebbeim say, that you're not supposed to necessarily be a big kanoi, but the world needs kanoim also. Meaning, it's good. It's good that we have a some range of personality. It keeps us honest a little bit, when we know that we're going to have to answer to the Kanaim also, that we have to. So it's good. It's good that we have this this variety. And the variety is very significant. Rav Tversky Shlita pointed out on Thursday night, we say, Kishem She Partzufeyim, just like the way we look is different from one another, so too Deoseyim, so too the way we behave and the way we think about things is different from one another. Think about how some people look different, but kind of the same. They have the look of a YU based Medrash guy, like that slice of. And some people look very, very different from each other. So too with Deoseyim. Sometimes it's kind of the same, close, but sometimes very different. And nevertheless, it's all considered to be valuable. Perhaps that's less of a reason to say Chacham HaRazim when people are going to a protest, or an Atzeres Tefillah, excuse me, for for the same purpose, that they all think about things in the same. Well, okay, but that's the shaila. So are there any limitations on this bracha? Apparently he's supposed to say when he sees 600,000 Jews. So is there any limitation on this? So two major limitations. First of all, it's possible that this bracha is only recited in Eretz Yisrael. The Gemara says, Naktinon ein uchlusa bebavel. And that's the basis of the Rambam. The Rambam writes, Haroa 600,000, Tafresh Elef Adam Keachad. He first talks about what you say if you see non-Jews. Then he writes, V'im Yisrael heim, u be'eretz Yisrael, Omer Baruch Adah Hashem Elkeinu Melech Olam, Chacham Arizim. That if it's in Eretz Yisrael, so he holds that it has to be Dafka in Eretz Yisrael, and the Kavachayim and Sivkat and Tezvav, Paskins this way based on Nelya Rabbah as well. Rav Shachter explained that probably it relates to the fact that in Eretz Yisrael, there's Gemara and Tainis, which says that we only have true tziruf of people in Eretz Yisrael. In Chutz Laaretz were a lot of individuals. In Eretz Yisrael, there's this tziruf of the klal that comes together. Similarly, Rav Kook writes, Rak be'Eretz Yisrael mezgala hakoach ma'achid, that unifying force only really comes through in Eretz Yisrael. Paskin Shmuel Beis, mikam chayisrael goy echad ba'aretz. We're a goy echad, dafka ba'aretz, dafka in Eretz Yisrael. So only when you see Shishim Ribo in Eretz Yisrael do you say the Chacham Arizim, because it creates the singular unit. Beis Yosef is not so thrilled with this. Beis Yosef asks, he says, wait a second. The Gemara in Daf Nuches does say that Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika said this bracha on Rav Huna and Rav Papa Breid Rav Yeshua, because they were as wise as 600,000 people. They were able to contain, their brains were so broad and so vast that they were able to contain the deos of 600,000 people, which is an interesting thing, that we can never do that, right? I mean, you can't find someone that you believe is so smart that you're able to say Chacham Arizim on an individual nowadays, because I think the way they say is that because even if that individual is as smart as you think he is, you're not smart enough to know that he's as smart as you think he is. So you would never, it would be a statement of gaiva to think that you're able to make that assessment. So the Beis Yosef suggests that he says, wait a second, that was in Bavel. Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua was in Bavel. Rav Papa was in Bavel. Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika was in Bavel. And apparently they said this bracha. So Beis Yosef suggests two answers. First of all, he says it could be that the Rambam learns that it was a machlokas amarayim and he paskins like the day that it's only in Eretz Yisrael kesavik brachas lahakel. Alternatively, the Beis Yosef says Rav Chanina Breid Rav Ika didn't actually say this bracha on Rav Huna and Rav Huna Breid Rav Yeshua and Rav Papa. He was saying that they deserve such a bracha. Had they only been in Eretz Yisrael, they would deserve such a bracha. Then the Beis Yosef writes that probably the basis of the Rambam is from the story the Gemara tells, that it says that Ben Zoma was on an aliyah on Harabayis, on a mile on Harabayis, on an elevated place in Harabayis, and he saw Uchlusa, and he said the bracha. So maybe the Rambam learned that it had to be that he was situated. Why did the Gemara tell me that he was in Harabayis? Must be because you have to be in Eretz Yisrael. So Beis Yosef doesn't like that either. He says because then you should have to be on Harabayis. You shouldn't have to be in Eretz Yisrael. The story was about Harabayis, and that's why in Shulchan Aruch he leaves that qualification out. So in Shulchan Aruch he does not pass like the Rambam that you need to be in Eretz Yisrael. He leaves that because he disagrees. He does not think you need to be in Eretz Yisrael. The other qualification is that it could be that you need to see all 600,000 at one shot. That it's not just you see a few here, a few there, or you see some of them and you know that the crowd extends to 600,000. You need to see all of them at once. And the Benayahu, the Ben Ishchai writes, Ro'u chlus al gavmal barabayis kasha, lo mutruch lefarish hamakom. He says, why does it have to say that he was on a maila baharabayis when it describes that he saw 600,000 people? V'nir li b'siyata d'shmaya balalameit shalo birech habracha ela mipnei shayom b'makom gavoha. That he would only recite the bracha from an elevated location, where you can get a bird's eye view, where you can see the full crowd. But if he was part of the crowd, then he never would have said the bracha. And in fact, this is the way many poskim write in Tchumen, volume 34, volume Lamed Dalid, there's an essay on this, and they quote Rav Asher Weiss and Rav Dov Lior also said the same thing. And Nissim Karelitz writes in Chut Shani similarly that you need to see all of them. You can't see only part of the crowd. this one Kral is right. Birchas Chacham Arazim Al Shishim Riba Mishol Tzarech Shira Sariboi Kemo Makom Gavoa Kein Arav Abayi Shenisgar Vaaf Im Ein Tzarech Shira As Kulam. You need to see the Riboi even if you can't necessarily see everybody. Everybody. Now Rav Nevenzel and Rav Chaim Kanievsky hold that there's no such requirement. They hold that you don't have to see everybody. Rav Zilberstein said he asked his brother-in-law. He asked Rav Chaim Kanievsky, and Rav Chaim said the last time they had an anti-draft rally, Rav Chaim said the bracha b'shem Malchus, that he was under the impression that there were 600,000 people. So if you're mesupak, whether you should or shouldn't say the bracha, there are eitzas, right? Bracha without shema malchus, perhaps, or some suggest open up a shulchan aruch and learn that halacha out loud, and then you could be okay, fine. Lemaisa, what do we do? So it happens to be lemaisa. It never happens. Lemaisa is never really 600,000 people. They tell you it's going to be a million man march, and then on Friday they tell you, 250,000 Jews came to Yerushalayim. So a lot of the poskim say you can never trust the police estimates anyway. The estimates are always way off. They cannot be trusted at all. Rav Chaim Kanievsky held, you can trust the police estimates because they know how to estimate. I don't know how to estimate these things, but they're experts in this, so they know how to estimate these things. So some of the poskim, like I think Rav Sternbach and Rav Asher Weiss, say that you cannot trust the police estimates. Rav Chaim thinks that you can trust the police estimates, but even if we trust them, they never actually ends up being 600,000. Rav Eliashiv pointed out, you can trust them, but it doesn't matter, because Rav Eliashiv held that the police estimates include people on rooftops, and they don't count toward the crowd. Anyone who's out wearing a crane or whatever, they don't count toward the crowd. I'm not sure why that is, but he says that they don't count toward the crowd for some reason or another. Okay, so lemaisa, it's drosha kabel schar, but there's no. It doesn't seem that it's really so halacha lemaisa.
Speaking a lot about that bracha lately.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.